So watch over your sheep. So as pastors, it's not just about feeding, but it's also about watching over. Watching over what? Well, their spiritual life. You know, watching over them when they're sick and taking care of them and things like that. Watching over them with prayer. In 1 Peter 5:2, part B, it says, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not of filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So as a pastor, we're supposed to take the oversight. We're supposed to watch over the sheep. And as a pastor, our job is to watch the flocks that we oversee, not other people's flocks, but the flock that we oversee. So, Brother Joe, you're going to be Pastor Jones soon. And, you know, your job is to watch over your church, the church in Boise that you're going to be ordained to watch over. But that's, you know, it's not my job to come down here and tell other people what they're doing. That's Pastor Jimenez's job. So, but, you know, it's important that Jesus thought it was important to watch over the sheep and to take care of them. Even if there was 100 sheep and one of them goes missing, he said, I'm going to go get that one. And I'm going to rejoice over them. So when people get backslidden, you know, as a pastor, that's the worst thing that really just eats me up when I see someone beginning to get backslidden. And people get backslidden. And it's like, you know, I had such high hopes, and I'm just hoping that this person just pulls out of this, and you'll preach sermons to try to encourage them to stay. But sometimes they just won't. But, you know, the thing is that Jesus said, go after that person anyway and try to bring them back into the fold. As pastors, we're supposed to visit the sheep that go astray. Look at Matthew chapter 18. Turn to Matthew chapter number 18. Matthew chapter number 18, verse 12. The Bible says, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if it be so that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than the 99 which went not astray. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and have known and am known of mine. Excuse me. So what's Jesus saying? He's saying, go get that sheep. Go get that lost sheep and bring him in. Bring them back to the fold if you can. Now, obviously, some people just get backslidden. They're going to find any excuse to get out of church that they can. And it's like nothing you do is going to help. But hey, at least you can say, hey, I tried. As a pastor, I tried to do my job. I tried to watch over the sheep. I tried to bring them back into the fold. And God's going to be well pleased with that. That's on them at that point. But if you never try, you know, that's, you know, Jesus, he doesn't teach that. He teaches the pastors we should go and watch over our sheep and take care of them.